Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Prices slashed further at Eric's Diamonds and Fine Jewelry Retirement Sale. Now save up to 65% off store-wide. All must go. All bridal jewelry, all colored stone rings, all silver jewelry, all diamond bracelets and pendants. Absolutely every finished piece is now up to 65% off. Eric and Sandy are saying thank you, Chippewa Falls, for 35 years of support. Eric and Sandy are retiring, and Eric's Diamonds and Fine Jewelry Retirement Sale is in progress. Prices slashed further. Now save up to 65% off. All must go. 111 North Bridge Street, Chippewa Falls.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Dozens of protesters gathered in Eau Claire on Thursday to share their voice in support of Palestine. The protest took place in front of Eau Claire City Hall as the conflict between Israel and Hamas reaches its second month. According to a WEAU report, one organizer of the protest said they didn't spread the word of the event due to safety concerns, but many people passing by the protest in Eau Claire showed their support by honking their car horns. The organizers hope the protest will encourage passerbys to research the situation. The man accused of setting fires around the city of Eau Claire has now been charged. Joshua Strom was charged with 7 counts of arson of property other than a building. Strom reportedly told police he set a porta potty in Owen Park on fire after he was kicked out of a homeless shelter for having to go to the hospital for his leg burn. He also reportedly admitted to setting the bus shelter on fire and told police he has struggled with mental health. Strom is scheduled to appear in court again on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
My heart up off the floor. Oh, when that love comes. Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith.
It's like binge listening to all your favorite songs.
Give me some more.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.